DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver. In Bonn, at least 200,000 Islamists demonstrated in Cairo on Saturday in support of President Mohamed Morsi, who is trying to rush through a new constitution. The authorities declined to give an estimate for the crowd size. Morsi has set December 15th as a date for a referendum on the constitution, which was hastily approved by an Islamist-dominated drafting assembly on Friday after a 19-hour session. Morsi plunged Egypt into a new crisis last week when he gave himself extensive powers and put his decisions beyond judicial challenge, saying this was a temporary measure to speed Egypt's democratic transition until the new constitution is in place. Human rights groups have voiced misgivings about the draft constitution, especially about articles related to women's rights and freedom of speech. In Syria, fighting raged on Saturday between government troops and rebels in the vicinity of Damascus Airport, according to opposition activists. The government forces were shelling the suburban district of Al-Basatin in an attempt to secure areas around the airport, said the opposition Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Meanwhile, internet and phone service has been restored after being down for 2 days, according to a U.S.-based firm that monitors online activity. Renesis, which studies internet disruptions, said in a statement on Saturday that service went back up around 4:32 local time in Syria. The communications blackout began Thursday. Kuwait held its second parliamentary election in less than a year on Saturday. The election was boycotted by opposition groups over a new electoral law they say allows the government to influence results. The boycott raises the risk that opposition groups, which include Islamists, liberals, and nationalists, would take their frustration with the lack of democratic reform to the streets as they are shut off from politics. In June, Kuwait's top courts invalidated parliament, where Islamists had a majority after it ruled a February election was unconstitutional. The opposition has held several mass rallies in recent weeks. North Korea. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. North Korea has declared that it would carry out its second rocket launch of 2012 in a move that South Korea and the United States swiftly condemned as a provocation. The announcement to launch another space satellite came from North Korea's state news agency a day after Kim Jong-un met a senior delegation from China's Communist Party in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. No comment on the planned launch was available from Beijing's foreign ministry. In Washington, D.C., a U.S. State Department spokeswoman condemned the launch plan as a provocative threat to the Asia-Pacific region. In Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto took over as Mexican president on Saturday, offering a possibility of redemption for the institutional revolutionary party that had shaped modern Mexico. However, he faces challenges of bringing an end to years of violence and economic underperformance. With Nieto's election, the PRI returns to power after a 12-year hiatus. However, the ceremony was not without incident. Several thousand protesters, mainly from leftist groups that supported Nieto's main rival and oppose his reform plans, gathered outside Congress. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters. Australia's stringent anti-tobacco laws, which make manufacturers package cigarettes in drab olive-green packs with pictures of ill babies and diseased body parts, went into effect on Saturday. The law makes it hard to tell brands apart. The legislation, which is the most draconian in the world, strips packs of all branding, bright colors, and logos, leaving only the name printed in identical small font. In the Republic of Congo, a Red Cross official said on Saturday that the death toll from an airplane crash has risen to more than 25 people. On Friday, an Ilyushin 676 cargo plane owned by a private Congolese company crashed near the airport in the Republic of Congo's capital Brazzaville. The number of dead included six Ukrainian crew members. Officials on Friday said at least three died. Mabere said several people were wounded and had been evacuated to the university hospital in the capital. The Red Cross official said the death toll was provisional and could still rise. And in Bundesliga soccer, Bayer Leverkusen edged past Nürnberg 1-0. It was a 1-1 draw for Schalke at home against Borussia Mönchengladbach and Bayern Munich, and Borussia played to a 1-1 draw. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.